This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Once again, RFK Jr., the health secretary, continuing to offer up, recommend policy changes, have individuals who are an acolyte who offer up changes where so many proven professionals like our friend Mike Ostrom look at it and say, why are we doing this? If you missed it yesterday, federal officials announced dramatic revisions to the vaccines for American children, reducing the number of disease prevented by routine shots to 11 from 17. Dr. Mike Ostrom is here. Mike, always a pleasure. Once we saw this, we wanted to have you on. I'm elated that your schedule worked out. What bothers you most about this decision?
Well, Chad, first of all, this decision in itself was not new compared to what you and I have talked about in the past. We saw this coming, and it is only the beginning. They're not done yet with trying to take vaccines away from us. Yesterday's announcement makes one thing unmistakably clear. The American people cannot rely on the federal government for credible, science-based guidance on childhood vaccines. Now parents and clinicians must look to independent medical societies. And
We'll get Mike back because this is enormous. This is, maybe you're done having kids. Maybe you might be having grandkids in the next couple of years. I'm probably in that category. I hope that you just care overall about the health of all of us. And this change, so we'll go back to Mike. Mike, we lost you when you're talking about saying we just can't trust the federal government in this vitally important area now and going forward.
We cannot. And this is really a tragedy in the sense that in the past, we have had the premier public health agency in the world here that we could rely on. And now when we look at this issue with what parents must do, physicians must do, they need to look to the independent medical societies, the American Academy of Pediatrics, the Infectious Disease Society of America, the group American Academy of Family Physicians. These are the organizations that are now putting forward the kinds of recommendations. And Chad, just to put this into perspective, every major medical research, every major medical clinical community activity, all these groups have strongly opposed what this single individual, RFJ Jr., has done. That gives you some perspective as to why we're so concerned.
Okay, with guidance from one conspiracy theorist to another, Kennedy Jr. to Trump, Trump was saying, well, we're going to, he said this about a month ago, we're going to try to get aligned our vaccination schedule with other nations, and he cited Denmark, Germany, and Japan. Is he right about that?
No, he's not. And let me be really clear. Denmark is the outlier. It's a country of 6 million people that have single paid health care, they government supported. They have very well-defined clinical follow-up so people can get in to be seen immediately for health issues. They're not the same population that we are here. We have many people that fall through the cracks. If you can give me the Denmark healthcare system in this country, I'm willing to relook at some of these issues, but that's not going to happen. And so we have, for example, pregnant women who in many times over 20% of them that are infected with hepatitis B virus never have any prenatal care, meaning before the delivery of the child, and they don't get tested necessarily at the time. That mother then transmits that virus to the baby, and that baby is now infected for a lifetime and has a very high likelihood of dying from hepatitis in their 20s or 30s. So I think the challenge we have right now is how do we convey this information to the public? And as I said, and I can't believe I'm saying this, if you had had me on this air 2 years ago and saying, can you really honestly say that you can no longer trust the federal government for credible science-based guidance on childhood vaccines? I'd have said, I'm never going to say that. Well, I did. Why? Because, in fact, it's true.
Well, let me ask about this, guys. So this was announced from the CDC, and I'm going to get to my battle with the flu and the cough that's still there later because a lot of people are battling it. Jim O'Neill, he's in charge. Does he have any credibility to have this position?
No. And when I say no, let me just be clear that there is no one right now at the CDC in a sense that has a public health medical education background that is trusted and viewed by the medical community, the public health community, as being credible. Right now, CDC is largely being run by political appointees that their primary ideology is that we are against vaccines. And if you look in the data around countries around the world, the United States is not the country with the highest number of vaccines delivered in terms of the diseases there. There are other countries that are even higher than us. Denmark is the outlier on the bottom end. Do we want to be like that?
The sad part about this, Mike, there are now millions of people who, if we would have asked him the year before COVID compared to now, and we would have explained this to them, they just would have listened to your interview. They would be with you 100%. But they have convinced themselves that COVID was this hoax, was this scam, that people are lying, that they're profiting. And clearly, as COVID evolved right in front of our eyes, I'm sure there are some decisions that you felt very strong about at one point, but it just was happening. And then when greater information came your way, you adjusted due to the science. We just have so many people now who are looking, and I'm a skeptic. I have no problem with cynicism. I have no problem with questioning government. I have no problems questioning you. But there are so many people who've deducted on their own because they didn't ever meet anybody with COVID, or, you know, they had COVID and it was nothing, or it was just an attempt to take President Trump out. That these folks who for decades of their lives believed in vaccines, the science and the data was everywhere, and now, nope, don't believe those folks going forward.
And you're absolutely right. And I think the point, though, is to make is that, again, remember the COVID vaccine originated out of the Trump administration and was hailed as a major, major advance forward in addressing the COVID pandemic.
And it was, right?
And we saved millions of lives with that vaccine. And that was a very important point in terms of actually acknowledging and crediting the Trump administration with that work. You heard me on this very show saying that. Okay,
all
so
the
it was
time.
Never about politics. I think the challenge that we have today is there is so much mis and disinformation in social media. And today, when you look at the parents, the average parent, 16 to 25, 28 years of age, and they're the ones that are making the decisions for how to vaccinate their kids. And in many instances, they are legitimately confused. They are not ideologically bent for or against vaccines. They're just concerned, is this going to harm my child, or is it going to, in fact, you know, allow my child to be protected against a virus that, you know, isn't really all that common? Let me just give you a very, very clear prediction for the future. Right now, Canada has about 5,500 cases of measles this past year, 2025. They have saw that number rise to that level from just several hundred cases several years ago. Canada has 40 million people. The United States has 340 million people. We only have, at this point, 2,000 cases, but we're right where Canada was several years ago. You do the math when you think about 40 million versus 340 million, and if we had to extrapolate our rate of cases like we're seeing in Canada, we're talking about 40 to 50,000 new cases of measles in the next couple of years. Chad, that's coming down the pike.
That's staggering.
That's going to happen.
That's
what we're trying to help people understand, is that this is the case. We're seeing cases of tetanus we've never saw. One of the vaccine advisors to Mr. Kennedy right now wrote out this morning on a social media tab, one of our next vaccines we need to go after is polio vaccine. We need to go after it. You know what? The year I was born, there were 55,000 cases of polio in this country, including 21,000 paralytic polio cases, people in iron lungs. That was in my lifetime. You know what? That's the kind of future we will have, and we need to help our parents of today understand why that is so important to vaccinate your children and to really understand what the risk benefits are. And that's why we've stood up the Vaccine Integrity Project at FoodRap. We're taking this head on. And why? Because our kids' lives, our grandkids' lives depend on it.
Okay.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Where are you at with your vaccine integrity program, and how can people continue to seek out information from your group?
It's on our website, at CIDRAP website. Just go to CIDRAP, CIDRAP.umn.edu, and we're doing a number of different pieces. We're going to have a major announcement early next week about some of our work. Right now, one of the things that they did, just without any data whatsoever yesterday, they eliminated the second dose of the HPV vaccine, Gardasil. This is the human papillomavirus that causes cervical cancer, throat cancers, et cetera. The data are clear and compelling, both in terms of safety and in terms of highly effective against HPV infection, literally stopping cervical cancers and throat cancers. Well, they now say no longer two doses, just one dose. With no data whatsoever, and we know 2 days doses are really important in terms of making certain that people are fully protected. Now, how can anyone trust this government that just arbitrarily says, no, now we're not going to pay for the second dose, we're not going to recommend it, with no data whatsoever, with the data clearly compelling to say you need two doses?
Let's switch to the flu. It's omnipresent. I will just give my quick example, sir. On Christmas Day, I started coughing. And by Christmas night, I was in my bedroom. For the next 4 days at my place, I was either sleeping, bathroom, about 95% of the time. I lost 10 pounds. I'm still not all the way back. 2 weeks later, I'm still fighting off this cough. What do you want to say? What so many people or millions are facing across the country?
Well, I'm very sorry to hear about your case, but I'm actually very glad to hear where you're at in terms of recovery. You know, you clearly have passed the real high-risk period for having serious illness, so that's great. This is not unexpected. This is what we talk about with influenza. Last year, we had a strain of the virus that was more likely to really impact kids than this year's. This year's is more likely to impact adults and older adults, okay? But it still impacts all the population. And so we've had really two really bad flu years in a row. Last year, almost 300 kids died from influenza in this country. And by the way, influenza vaccine was one of the ones taken off the recommended list yesterday, okay? Flu vaccine for kids.
Yeah.
When last year, over 300 of them died from it. In terms of this year's flu strain, it is one that has mutated a bit from what was put in the vaccine. The vaccine is still providing relatively good protection against serious illness, hospitalizations, and deaths. Doesn't keep you from getting sick, but it surely helps you a lot in terms of not getting into the hospital and, you know, and recovering. So all I can say is it's probably going to last for at least 4 or 5 more weeks like this. If you haven't been vaccinated, it may be right at the edge of being too late, but I would get in today if I could, and maybe it'll prevent you from getting that severe flu case 2 to 3 weeks from now.
Mike, always important information. I know you're extraordinarily busy. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Thank you, Stan. Anytime.
Yeah, we'll reach out soon. Mike.
And get feel better.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I hope so.
Bye-bye.
I don't wish that on anybody. Nobody.
A couple people.
Yeah. I can think of a couple. They're pretty awful individuals.
Yeah, I mean, get better, but... Yeah. 4 days.
Yeah, 4 days of some sickness. Maybe so. Maybe so. Here's who I do recommend. I recommend saving as much money as possible and having the best insurance possible for your car, for your home. Maybe it's just a condo. Maybe you're a high roller like Dave. Got a little real estate. Maybe you're a jet skier. Maybe you got a boat. Maybe this is prime time for you because you have a snowmobile. You need insurance, you have to have insurance, and you want to have the most comprehensive, and you don't want to pay that much for it. I want you to go with American Family. I'm not recommending somebody who's at a cul-de-sac and he just set this up. Nope. American Family, one of the top companies out there. But I want you to have a local office with a team and a leader who's been proven at this for a decade plus, I mean, 15, 16 years. Amber Scholl is my friend. She's my agent. And if, sadly, an accident happens, somebody runs into me, I screw up, whatever it might be, I have the best coverage out there. Compare what you have with what someone else has, okay? How do you do it? Simple. TeamScholl.com. That's S-C-H-O-L-L.com. Again, for the best insurance out there, backed by American Family, TeamScholl.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.